92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A large majority of Wisconsin voters say lawmakers should have approved a $1.8 billion tax and spending plan, even though it failed at the Capitol. A new Marquette poll shows 80% supported the package, which included school funding, tax relief, and rebates. Opponents, including some Republicans and all Senate Democrats, warned it could lead to a nearly $3 billion deficit in the next state budget. However, Democrat Missy Hughes, who's running for governor, said that projected deficit is based on no growth. Still, most people surveyed said it was better to pass the plan now rather than wait. The issue could play a role in upcoming elections, though many voters say it's not their top concern. More electric vehicle charging options could soon be coming to Wisconsin as the state opens a new round of funding to expand its network. The Department of Transportation is now taking applications to build chargers along busy state and U.S. highways. Officials say more than 40,000 EVs are already registered in Wisconsin, and demand is growing. About $40 million are still available, with funding covering most of the cost for selected projects. The goal is to make charging easier for drivers while bringing more traffic to local businesses. A Verona beer maker is giving beer lovers a taste of Wisconsin history. Wisconsin Brewing Company spent Saturday brewing a batch of Schlitz, a decision made following Pabst's announcement it would end production of the brand after 177 years of existence. The Verona Brewery said pre-orders were also made available Saturday, and because demand was so high, they may consider finding ways to make a second batch. Schlitz was once America's largest brewer after being founded in 1849 and was bought by Pabst in 1999. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew go for the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers trying to make it a three-game sweep today when they host the Cardinals. Milwaukee winning again last night, 6-0. Another good showing from lefty Kyle Harrison. Closer Abner Uribe flashed an obscene gesture at the Cardinals bench after he claimed one of their players yelled some obscenities. Manager Pat Murphy on what he said to Uribe.
Yeah, it's just unacceptable. I don't know what got over him. I mean, he's been an emotional guy, but that kind of thing, that's just not how we do things, and I was embarrassed by it. And, you know, why are we doing it? It's a 6-0 game. I love the kid. He's been so great for us in so many ways, but that's unacceptable.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs under arrest, facing 5 charges for domestic abuse. Jacobs plays a key role on the offense, scoring 13 touchdowns, rushed for over 900 yards last season. Backup running back Emmanuel Wilson now with the Seattle Seahawks after signing in free agency. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today with perhaps a shower or storm bubbling up later in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Perhaps an early evening shower or storm, otherwise partly cloudy with a low near 53. And then Thursday, sunny with highs in the upper 70s.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.